Shout it loud, hallelujah. Let's rise up on our feet, please. As we close our eyes, raise our two hands to the Lord and sing this song loud and clear.
Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name. Jehovah, we praise.
Sing it again, loud and clear.
Jehovah, we praise you.
Hallelujah,
Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name. Jehovah, we praise.
Sing it again, loud and clear.
Jehovah, we praise you.
Hallelujah.
Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise
Holy Ghost, do it again,
do it again in my life.
We see that upon the
throne. I believe, yes, Lord.
Hallelujah,
yes, Lord.
Hallelujah,
it is well.
It is well with me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
It is well with me.
Oh, I love calling your name.
Every day,
your name is the same. Oh, I love
every day.
Jesus, how I love
you.
Shout it loud and clear. Jesus.
Jesus.
Every day. Calling your name,
I love calling your
name.
Every day.
Sing it again loud and clear. Oh, I love calling your name.
Oh, I love calling your name.
Every day. Made impossibility possible. He made impossibility for Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Rohi. He made impossibility. Jehovah Shammah, Jehovah Rohi, Jehovah Nissi.
Your hand.
I've been to Calvary. I did my eyes in the blood of the Lamb. I did the blood of Jesus. The life has been, I've been to Calvary. Hallelujah. My life has been made whole. My life has been made whole.
Your hand.
My life has been made whole. My life has been made whole. I've been to Calvary. Hallelujah.
Holy Ghost, deliver me by fire. Holy Ghost, deliver me by fire.
Father, we thank you for tonight, and we praise your holy and mighty name for bringing us here. Thank you, Lord, because we can rely upon your power every day. Thank you for your mighty grace, your mighty power. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, your word says, but the Lord delivers him from them all. He keepeth all his bones so that none is broken. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Tonight, open our understanding. Lay your hands upon us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's have a seat. God bless you. As we open our Bible to 2 Kings chapter 18, disgracing your Sennacherib. Disgracing your Sennacherib. If you don't know Sennacherib is, you know him very soon. 2 Kings chapter 18. Just a little bit of background. David was the king over Israel. David died, handed over to Solomon. Solomon died, handed over to his son. Then when the son of Solomon was in charge, the kingdom divided into two. So the kingdom of Israel was divided into northern and southern Israel. 10 tribes follow one king. 2 tribes follow the other one. After the division of Israel like that, there were 39 kings before they now carried all of them into captivity. Out of all these 39 kings, only about 5 were good. Only about 5 were godly. And just like everything in this world, once there is a bad king, the times will be bad. So is all things in the world, beloved. Once the head is sick, everywhere will be sick. The Bible says, the wicked moves on every side when men of vile nature are exalted. So many of the kings that reigned after David did not know God. But there was one very, very good king called Ezekiah. We take the story from 2 Kings chapter 18, verse 5. Or look at verse 4 to see a little bit of what Ezekiah did. He removed the high places and break the images and cut down the groups and break in pieces the brazen serpent that Moses had made. For unto those days the children of Israel did burn incense to it and call it Nehushtan. He trusted in the Lord God of Israel, so that after him was none like him among all the kings of Judah, nor any that were before him. For he clave to the Lord and departed not from following him, but kept his commandment which the Lord commanded Moses. So Ezekiah was a very good king. The Bible says of all the kings of Judah, none was like him. Because God was behind Ezekiah, his kingdom was strong. His kingdom used to be under Assyria. He rebelled and pulled out. And they stopped sending tributes to them. Now the king of Assyria, called Sennacherib, now wage war against Ezekiah. In verse 28. Then Rabeshki stood and cried with a loud voice in the Jewish language, and spake, saying, hear the word of the king of Assyria. Thus said the king, let not Ezekiah deceive you, for he shall not be able to deliver you out of his hand. Neither let Ezekiah make you trust in the Lord, saying, the Lord will surely deliver us, and that the city shall not be delivered unto the hand of the king of Assyria. Here was a man boasting. Ezekiah was paying tributes to them before. He refused to pay tributes. But when Sennacherib now waged war and surrounded Jerusalem, Ezekiah quickly said, okay. I've made a mistake. I will start paying the tributes again. So Ezekiah took all the gold and silver away from the temple of God. Because Sennacherib asked for 11 tons of gold and silver. He gave everything to the man. The man still refused. We take up the story again from 2 Kings 19. This story we are considering today, the lessons there and the prayers there are so powerful that the Bible repeats the same story in 3 passages. You will find this story in 2 Kings that we are reading now. You will find it in 2 Chronicles. Then you still find the same story, exactly the same story in the book of Isaiah. The Bible spent 145 verses describing this story, meaning that there are some lessons he wants us to pick from there. It says, out of the mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses, the truth shall be established. 2 Kings chapter 19, from verse 9. And when he heard, say, of Taka, king of Ethiopia, behold, he's come out to fight against thee, he sent messengers again unto Ezekiah, saying, thus shall ye speak to Ezekiah, king of Judah, saying, let not thy God in whom thou trusted deceive thee, saying, Jerusalem shall not be delivered into the hands of king of Assyria. Behold, thou hast heard what the king of Assyria have done to all lands by destroying them utterly. And shalt thou be delivered? Have the gods of the nations delivered them which my fathers have destroyed, as Gozan and Haran and Rezephet and the children of Edom which were in Thessalessa? Where is the king of Hamath and the king of Apad and the king of the city of Sepharvaim, of Ena and Ivar? You can see the threat, threatening. But in verse 15, and Ezekiah prayed before the Lord, said, O Lord God of Israel, we dwellers between the cherubims, thou art the God, even thou alone. Of all the kingdoms of the earth, thou hast made heavens and earth. Lord, bow down thy ear and hear. Open, Lord, thine eyes and see, and hear the words of Sennacherib, which has sent him to reproach the living God. Of a truth, Lord, the king of Assyria have destroyed the nations and their lands, and have cast their gods into fire. But there were no gods but the works of men's hands, wood and stone. Therefore, they have destroyed them. Now, therefore, Lord, O God, I beseech thee, save thou us out of his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that thou art the Lord God, even thou only. Then Isaiah the son of Amos said to Hezekiah, saying, thus said the Lord God of Israel, that which thou hast prayed to me against Sennacherib king of Assyria, I have heard. This is the word that the Lord has spoken concerning him. The virgin, the daughter of Zion, hath despised thee, and laughed thee to scorn. The daughter of Jerusalem hath shaken her head at thee, whom thou hast reproached and blasphemed. And against whom hast thou exerted thy voice, and lifted up thy eyes on high, even against the only one of Israel? By thy messengers thou hast reproached the Lord, and hast said, with the multitude of my chariots I have come unto the height of the mountains, to the sides of Lebanon. I will cut down the tall cedar trees thereof, and the choice pine trees thereof. I will enter into the lodgings of his brothers, and into the forest of his camel. You can see the threat, the threat, the threat, the threat. But look at what it says in verse 32, to save us some time. Therefore, thus said the Lord concerning the king of Assyria, he shall not come into this city, nor shoot an arrow there, nor come before it with shield, nor cast a bank against it. By the way that he came, by the same way shall he return, and shall not come into this city, said the Lord. For I will defend this city to save it for my own sake, and for my servant David's sake. Then what happened? And it came to pass that night that the angel of the Lord went out. There is somebody here tonight. The angels of the Lord shall go out this night and smite the camp of your enemy. If you are the person, let your amen be loud and clear. That night, night. Why does the angel pick the night? But by that night, they will have slept. They won't have time to pick anything. The angel of the Lord went out and smote in the camp of the Assyrians, and 185,000, 185,000 soldiers. And when they arose early in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses. All the stubborn powers are rising against you. The angels of war shall rise against them tonight. 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 In the name of Jesus. A seven for 11. So what happened? So Sennacherib king of Assyria departed and returned and dwelt at Nineveh. And it came to pass, as he was worshipping the house of Nisroch his god, that Adramalek and Sharezer his son smote him with the sword, and they escaped into the land of Armenia, and Esarhaddon his son reigned in his stead. I've read you just bits and pieces of that story, so you can know who Sennacherib was and what he did. As of the time that this story was written, the Sennacherib was already the king of Assyria, which was a world power. He had wasted all nations. He had even wasted the 10 tribes of Israel. Remaining only is this Judah that Hezekiah was king. Sennacherib, his name means sin, sends many brothers. Sin in their language means the moon god. So they are saying that the moon god has sent many brothers. He bombarded Jerusalem. And he wrote down in his own book that I have shut up Hezekiah like a bird in the cage. But there is something he left out in his calculations. And many people are leaving this out in their calculations today. They left it out of their calculations. In Isaiah chapter 40, verse 15, they left that out of their calculations. I want you to understand what I'm saying here tonight. And I'm praying that the Holy Spirit will interpret this in your mind. Isaiah chapter 40 verse 15. It said, behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket, and are counted as small dust of the balance. Behold, it takes up the isle as a very little thing. So God, that's what they are. God can completely wipe out
all the armies of the nations of the world in one day. With one angel, he wiped out 185,000 soldiers of Sennacherib. Just one. So, meaning that with less than 5,000 angels, God can wipe out all the armies of the world. There is a spirit called the spirit of Sennacherib. And that is what we're here to battle tonight. He had hedged Hezekiah. He had laid a siege against him. Nobody could go into the city. Nobody could come out. 185,000 soldiers were surrounding the city. He had thousands and thousands of chariots. And he was very boastful. He said, you think your God can deliver you? Those other countries I defeated, don't they have gods they serve? Where do you think you are special that you can get out of it? What is the spirit of Sennacherib? It is the giant enemies. Giant enemies. Boasting against the children of God. What is the spirit of Sennacherib? It's the boasting enemies. Boasting enemies. And the last person that said this to me, that's what happened to the person. The person is now eating sand. The person is now mad. What is the spirit of Sennacherib? The enemy that brings great fear. Great fear. The spirit of Sennacherib. What is the spirit of Sennacherib? It's the enemy that energizes desperate prayers. Desperate prayers. What is the spirit of Sennacherib? It's the spirit of what you call the mighty adversary. Intimidating enemies. What is the spirit of Sennacherib? Is the bringer of discouragement. Discouragement. What is the spirit of Sennacherib? Is that spirit that questions God's powers and goodness in people's lives. What is the spirit of Sennacherib? It is the voice of the liar attacking the voice of truth. What is the spirit of Sennacherib? Is the spirit that organizes a campaign of deception. The spirit of satanic propaganda. Just propagating all kinds of things. Launching propaganda all over the place. What is the spirit of Sennacherib? Is the spirit that lays siege against people. They just box the person inside. The person will feel boxed wherever you go. What is the spirit of Sennacherib? Is those enemies with formidable credentials. What is the spirit of Sennacherib? Is the demoralizing agent. Demoralizes people. What is the spirit of Sennacherib? Is the tax collecting enemies. Just start collecting your money. Collecting your money. Collecting your money. Collecting your money. What is the spirit of Sennacherib? Is the prayer mockers. They mock people's prayers. What is the spirit of Sennacherib? They are the prayer challengers. They challenge prayers and bring doubt. What is the spirit of Sennacherib? It's the spirit that engages in ridiculing and insulting our faith. Ridiculing and insulting our faith. What is the spirit of Sennacherib? It's the spirit of mockery, making fun of God, ridiculing God in our lives. What is the spirit of Sennacherib? It's that spirit of a well-trained enemies, a threatening enemies, confident enemies, armored enemies. That is the spirit of Sennacherib. Enemies with very fearful credentials. The spirit of Sennacherib. Perhaps you are here tonight. Your situation could be described as the situation of Hezekiah. They are harassing you. They are talking about you. They are doing all kinds of things against you. It is for our purpose. This story was written 3 times in scripture. 3 times in scripture. To tell us some certain secrets. To tell us some certain things we must do. To enable us to know that sometimes we are afraid when we should not be afraid. And sometimes God is insulted by the way we address him. God sometimes is insulted by the level of the faith we demonstrate. Sometimes we come to church and we behave as if God is dead. Some are even thinking that the enemy is more powerful. And so they say like, well, that they are going to go to the camp of the enemy. Hezekiah was a good king. The first thing he did was that when he took over, he destroyed all the idols of Israel. Even the brazen snake that Moses raised, that people were worshipping, it destroyed it. It destroyed all those things, thereby giving no room for any ladder of the enemy to walk in his life. There are Sennacherib's anchors that strengthens those enemies against us. So wow. The first thing, really, if you want to disgrace a Sennacherib, is to ensure that he has no landing space in your life. There are Sennacherib anchors. Somebody raped at a very young age, a handle is provided already. Somebody is using candle to commit fornication, a ladder is laid in place. Somebody eating things sacrificed to idols, a ladder is presented. Somebody cursing himself over a matter for which he is guilty. You have done this, you did it, and you are guilty. And you are cursing yourself. You are placing a ladder in place. Somebody has prayed with the names of angels before. You call Raphael, you call Uriah, you call all kinds of names. Those ones, this is a ladder. Somebody has used incantation before. All those, they are ladders. You have slept with your housemaids. You have conveyed sacrifices to the crossroad. You have committed abortion, whether by tablet or by surgery. You have presented a ladder. They've cracked eggs on your head. Or they use egg to rub your body and they cast, they throw it down. You have participated in idol worship. You have eaten with demonic people. You have eaten soup cooked by native doctors, soup cooked by witch doctors. And they have used it to wash away your goodness. You've worn clothes belonging to possessed people. Somebody has taken your underwear away and has brought it back to you and you didn't know and you wore it and there's a problem. You wanted children, so you go to all kinds of strange places to ask for those children. You participate in prostitution, whether academic or crude. All those are anchors that will enable Sennacherib to wage war and to fight the person hard. The other kings that Sennacherib defeated was because they stuck to all these dumb idols. He miscalculated and thought the God of Israel was just like that. So you must cut off all the ladders of Sennacherib from your life. The second thing is to encourage yourself in the Lord. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Because discouraged people cannot face Sennacherib. As far as you are depressed, you are unhappy, you are not, there is no joy of the Lord in your life, you cannot win Sennacherib. The next thing is to pray violent prophetic prayers. The kind of prophetic prayers that the men here prayed. And Isaiah said, he shall not come into this place. He shall not even shoot one arrow here. By the same way in which he came. And by that same way shall he go back to where he came from. The next thing is to seek angelic assistance from the Lord. Hezekiah was a good king. But then there was a problem now. And he had a prophet, a friend, called Isaiah. And that, although the credentials of Sennacherib was fearful, he had conquered all other nations. He had a terrible and well-organized army. And he had confidence. It was a very bad time for that king. God sat down and watched all these things happening. He was looking at them. Many assorted Sennacheribs are surrounding us today. And they are threatening the people of God. Claiming that they have all the power. Claiming that they can do and undo. Claiming that there's no one who can defeat them. Look, beloved, if you follow the simple keys I've given to you here tonight, you will defeat your Sennacherib. You will put them all to open shame. Tonight is a night of just five prayers. Inside those five prayers, the Lord has a lot of assignment to do. And as far as you are serious with those prayers, things will begin to happen in your life. One night, a night that God did not announce, he sent just one angel. Just one. One was enough. That single angel went down and killed 185,000 people. The Bible says some trust in horses, some trust in chariots. But we will trust in the name of the Lord our God. I'm praying for somebody here. The horses and chariots of your enemy that they trust in so much and are boasting against you shall disappear. and you shall see them no more. You shall see them no more. You shall see them no more. In the name of Jesus. A loud amen. Rise up on your feet. All eyes closed. In case you are here tonight and you are not born again, you have not surrendered your life to Jesus, better do so very quickly now so that you can be a participant in the blessing of tonight. All eyes closed. If you want to surrender your life to Jesus tonight, just say what I'm going to say after me. Say, Father, the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. All eyes closed. If you are that person here, and your name is Shino, although they named you Shino, they have made you to miss your way. Every step you take is crooked, is wrong. And the enemies have pursued you from pillar to post. In fact, recently you almost died. If you are that person, your name is Shino, please quietly just find a way to this altar now. Jesus will meet you here at the point of your need. At the point of your need. Now listen, beloved. The prayer I want you to pray now is a prayer that don't allow anybody's voice to overshadow your voice. You must pray it the way you've never prayed before. Please ask for their names. The names must be correct before they can kneel down here. With a loud voice, a voice that no man standing beside you can overcome, can you shout this with holy anger? Oh God, that disgrace in a cherub! Arise by fire! Fight for me tonight. Oh God, that disgrace in a cherub! Arise by fire! Fight for me tonight! In the name of Jesus! Open your mouth and decree. Yes. Aha! Tonight is tonight. Papopila katali katandaka. Barima sapandaka ya boshantiaka. In Jesus' name we pray. Let there be silence. I told you we're here for war. That's right. That sister over there, listen. There is a stubborn spirit husband that has vowed that you will not have any joy. Right there where you are. The token of that spirit husband who has become a Sennacherib in your life, the one inside your breast is being taken out. The one in the middle of your chest is being taken out. The one inside the womb has been taken out. Let there be silence, beloved. Your days of harassing her is over. Mapita likatenda rabosa. Derikasentende keyaboshenta. Every power that has formed an evil covenant with your left leg, and that left leg is giving you stress and problems, let the fire of the God of Elijah fall upon that left leg now. In the name of Jesus. Silence, beloved. That left leg, the left leg. It's on fire, it's on fire. It's on fire, it's on fire, it's on fire, it's on fire, it's on fire. the chain that have been binding your hands from making the kind of money that will move you forward
is broken tonight.
In the name of Jesus. Shout this loud and clear. Angels of death, spread your wings over my enemies. Can you shout it again? Shout it loud. Your voice is not loud enough. In the name of Jesus. That's right. Something is happening over there. Ba popila kateka santa. Da ribo sopende ke yabo shente rabakayaba. Yes, 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 yes. Louder, louder, louder. In Jesus' name we pray. Those of you at the altar, stretch your right hand towards me here. Father, let your fire of deliverance fall upon these hands that are stretched here. In the name of Jesus. Begin to use it to smite your head. Do it 21 times. At the altar. The ones at the altar. Do it well. Yes, that's the fire. It's coming upon you already. Beginning from today, Lord. Let every power blocking the road of these people be scattered now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. We go back to your seat rejoicing now. The hand of God has touched you here tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There is someone here. The way you are going to know yourself, that you have been kidnapped before and they use all kinds of medicine against you. The Lord delivered you then. But what they did to you has not completely left your body. Find a way to this altar, that person, and be on your knees. Ushers, help me to interview that I'm finding the right person. Angels of war! Silence my enemies in the name of Jesus. Bapota sapialika. Aha, 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 aha. Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Those of you at the altar here, stretch your right hand towards me too. Father, let your mercy, your grace, and your power overshadow these hands and let every effect of any manipulation, any effect of or any hypnotic power be broken to pieces in the name of Jesus. With that same hand, slap your belly button area 21 times. Don't be afraid. Something will come out now. Do it well. That's just over there. That's right. That's right. That's the power of God coming upon you. Yes. Father, cause your great deliverance to happen to these your children at the altar. In the name of Jesus. We are in prayer number 4. Say, idols. In the shrine of my enemies. Catch fire! In the name of Jesus. Set the idols ablaze. Open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Jesus. Those of you at the altar, you may go back to your seat rejoicing now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I have an information to somebody here. Incidentally, today is your first day in this meeting. The Lord said I should tell you that person that the doors of joy that have been closed against you for years have just been opened now. They were planning your disgrace, but they are the ones who shall be disgraced. Cage of heaven. Roar! Box my enemies. Can I hear the sister saying this? The sisters are not praying it hard enough. Let me hear the brothers shouting it loud. There is somebody here. If you pray this prayer well, within 3 days, the powers that have been making you to cry shall be crushed to pieces. Open your mouth and pray the prayer. Jesus, continue, continue, continue. Jesus, let your power begin to move. Let your power begin to move. Let your power begin to move. Yes. Roar! Box my enemies. In Jesus' name we pray. As we were praying that prayer, a strange word from heaven came for somebody. I don't know you here. The Lord said I should tell you that your assassinators shall be assassinated. Yes. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. A sevenfold amen.
Close your eyes where you are. Tell the Lord that I shall arise in a new way this year and shine in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and decree your shining.